Hey everyone, Ken's here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. In this week's podcast episode, I'm going to be sharing a few stories from working in retail, specifically based towards the agricultural industry. I'm hoping that maybe I'll make some of you laugh, or I'll just make a fool out of myself and just talk for like absolutely no reason at all. So I guess here we go. So a little bit after my accident, when the horse decided to splatter my brains all over the place, I ended up getting a job at a retail store that was based specifically for agricultural, right? So like imagine like Tractor Supply, but a lot bigger, right? A lot bigger, a lot better. They have more stuff to it. And quite honestly, it's just the better version of it. Some of you might know what it's called. Some of you may not. But I'm going to leave that up to your guys' imagination, right? And so I started working retail just because it was the first job that would hire me. And I thought it would be a phenomenal idea to work somewhere where I could actually like enjoy myself, right? Because if you asked me to work at like Safeway or a grocery store, which I have done, I'd eventually get tired of answering questions about organic cucumbers or whether things are GMO free and all that fun, fascinating stuff, right? Whereas I could talk to people about horses, cattle, livestock, off-grid living all day long because I've been living that lifestyle for most of my life. I remember one day I was on the floor, which basically means that I was helping people with loadouts, answering questions, showing people where things were at in the store. Just a bunch of fun stuff like that, right? And I got a radio from the cashiers that somebody had bought a 3-string bale of straw. And so I'm just like, okay, cool, a 3-string bale of straw. You know, just like everything I do every single day. And this lady comes around in a minivan, and it was not a very big minivan. And upon opening it up, it was crammed with stuff. And so I get this bale of straw, and I'm like, hey, ma'am, we're probably going to have to put your seats down in order to fit this in your van due to the amount of things that you have in here. And she's like, okay, cool. And so she spends about 5-10 minutes putting the seats down in her car, you know, kind of moving things around. And then she pulls out a pillowcase, and she said, I want to wrap the hay in a pillowcase. And I'm like, okay, we can wrap it in a pillowcase, whatever works. Just because I understand that she didn't quite want to get her car messy, which is fine. And so we wrap this straw, wrap it up in this pillowcase, and then I load it into her car, and then she looks at me, and she's all, that's not what I wanted. And I sit there, and I look at her dead in the face, and in my mind, I'm thinking, you couldn't have told me that this wasn't what you wanted before we completely rearranged your car, wrapped it in a damn pillowcase, and put it in there, and, you know, so I look at her, and I'm all, oh, well, I can unload it for you, but you're going to have to go inside. They're going to issue a refund, and you can buy what you actually want. She looks me dead in the face. So I'll just unload it. It's not worth the trouble. I don't even want to go inside again. And I'm like, okay, but do you want a refund? And she was just very upset and not very happy about the situation at all. And you know what? Whatever works. I don't really care. And so I unload this bale of straw from her car. We unwrap it from the pillowcase, and then she drives around. I put the straw back where it belongs, and then before I know it, I'm getting another radio that the same lady ordered a bale of Timothy, which is just like a type of hay that we carry. So I'm like, okay, cool. She wanted Timothy. And she comes around and we kind of repeat the entire process. Again, we kind of have to move some things around in the car because she wanted to scrape some things out of there. And I don't know. People do what people do. And quite frankly, I think that if you're going to go pick up hay of any sort, that you should make sure where the hay is going to go in your vehicle is clean. You know, because we don't want to get things on, or we don't want to get hay on things it's not supposed to be on, because to be honest with you, hay gets everywhere. And so anyway, we go through the exact same process. We wrap it in the pillowcase, put it in there, and again, she looks at me and she's like, that's not what I wanted either. And I look her dead in the eye and I tell her, well, ma'am, what do you want so that we aren't playing this game all day? You know, I was trying not to be rude. It probably came across as rude because, to be honest with you, I was tired of loading up these bales into a vehicle that she didn't want, only to unload them and, you know, rearrange everything and make things complicated. And so she's all, I just don't want any of this. I'm done. Just unload it. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I unload it. We unwrap it from the pillowcase. And I look at her and I'm all, do you want the compressed bales? And so, well, what do you mean? What's a fucking compressed bale? And she's cussing and she's all pissed off. And I'm like, well, a compressed bale is a lot smaller. So like, it's the same thing, but just compressed. And so that's exactly what I want. She goes inside, she buys a bale of the compressed straw this time. And so then I load up the compressed straw. She flips me off one last time because she thought that this was my entire fault, that she wasn't purchasing the correct hay, or that I was loading up the incorrect hay, or whatever the hell she was thinking of. And she speeds off in her car, and I'm just looking, you know, and I'm like, you know, that was more exhausting than it needed to be. And I just couldn't quite understand in my brain why the hell we would keep loading these up and why she wouldn't just stop and say, before we even started the loading process, that's not what I wanted, because I feel like it would have saved all of us a lot of time, energy, and resources. But to be honest, it's retail work. It's not an easy job. Like, I thought training horses was difficult. Nah, the people in retail are a whole other level. Another time we had this customer, and he was traveling in his school bus and he needed propane. And so statewide regulations, I don't know if this is across the whole country or just the state of Arizona, we cannot fill propane if it's thundering and lightning outside or if the tank is expired, etc., etc. Well, guess what? It was thundering and lightning outside. Like, it was pouring rain, and quite frankly, I really don't want to be filling somebody's propane when there's lightning outside, because I don't want to blow up the entire block with an explosion. Anywho, and so, you know, I tell this gentleman, unfortunately, sir, we cannot fill propane for 30 minutes after we hear thunder or lightning. If for some reason we don't see thunder or lightning within 30 minutes, then we could fill it for you. And he's like, okay, then I'll come back in 30 minutes. And, you know, I try to be upfront and honest with him that the chances of the storm dying down and thunder and lightning stopping in the next 30 minutes were very slim, and that timer would have to be restarted. And so I'm like, it's probably not going to happen tonight from us. You know, I don't know if another, you know, company is willing to break the law to do this for you, but it's probably not happening. And he just didn't quite understand in his brain what exactly was going on. He's just like, oh, I'll come back in 30 minutes when the timer's up. And I'm like, okay, sir, you do that. He comes back in another 30 minutes and he's all, hey, I'm ready for my propane. And I'm like, so there was more thunder and lightning. We unfortunately had to restart the timer like 6 times more after you left. And he kind of grew a little upset, and he's all, well, you said 30 minutes. And I explained the situation to him again, and I'm like, every time we see thunder or lightning, we have to restart that timer, and we cannot fill for 30 minutes after that timer. You know, and he just, it wasn't quite comprehending to him in his brain. And keep in mind, this was like the middle of the shift. It was probably about 2 in the afternoon, right? And so then he proceeded to come back in every single, you know, just throughout the whole rest of the day, right? He'd come in every 30 minutes and he'd be like, all right, I'm ready for my propane. And we have to go through the exact same process of saying, sir, you know, these are the rules, these are the regulations, we cannot fill your propane, right? And then he continued to get more frustrated, but then he'd come in and then he kind of started getting creative and started asking a bunch of other different of the employees, hey, can you fill propane? Can you fill propane? And they all kind of had the exact same answer. And it kind of reached a point where we all started realizing this guy was coming in just to ask everybody who would fill propane and get the same answer from everyone. And so then it kind of got a little bit frustrating. And we, you know, multiple people, including both of our store managers at the time, were like, hey, dude, we can't fill your fucking propane. We know you need it and we know you would like some warmth in your school bus. But unfortunately, we're just not filling propane right now. And he just didn't quite understand it. And so we decided that we were not necessarily going to play like a little trick on him, but kind of try and make him understand what was going on in a different way. So my coworker, she took a few minutes to kind of decide what she was going to try and say to him to kind of like explain why we couldn't fill propane. And so she takes him outside and she shows him the big propane tank. And she's also, sir, imagine what would happen if we were filling up your propane tank right now and lightning struck our big tank or even your small tank. What do you think would happen? And he looks at her and he's all, it would probably start on fire. And she's all, great. Yes, it would start on fire. But guess what? Is propane flammable? And he looks at her and he looked very, very confused, as if he just didn't know what the fuck we were talking about. And she's all, yes, sir, propane is indeed flammable. So it would blow up the entire store. In fact, it would most likely blow up the entire block due to the amount that we have in our propane tank that we use to fill other customers' propane. And then she goes on to tell an entire story about how it would look like the Grand Canyon, and there would be a massive hole in the ground, an entire store disappeared, and how his school bus would be gone along with all the employees, their cars, and then a bunch of families would be without, you know, without the other family members, just because we all got exploded by propane. And he looked at her and he's all, you know, ma'am, that would be pretty badass. And then we started to realize, quite frankly, this gentleman just was not all there in the head. I mean, we kind of figured that out a little bit earlier, but then the fact he thought it would be absolutely fascinating to watch everything burn into flames was quite interesting to hear. And eventually, you know, we ended up closing the store for the night. And, you know, at that point too, we had to tell him, like, hey, we can't fill propane after dark either. And he didn't quite like that answer very much either. And eventually, when we closed the doors, you know, he decided that we were closed for the night and just took his little school bus and off he went without propane. And he was not too happy about that, but I mean, safety first. Now, I think one of my favorite stories about working at the specific store in retail was one of my managers was deathly afraid of snakes. Like, I'm talking, she'd see a snake, she'd scream. She was just not a fan of snakes. And we got a shipment of toys in, and one of them, we had a bunch of rubber snakes. And so a few of my coworkers decided, hey, let's plot and see how many times we can scare this coworker with the snake. And she's just like, you know, completely oblivious to exactly what we were planning. And was this a smart idea? Probably not. But at the end of the day, we don't really get a lot of fun working in retail. You know, typically we get a lot of pissed off customers, a lot of people who just don't quite, you know, they're not all there in the head and they expect us to know everything. And at the end of the day, the customer is not always right. Similar to the propane example, you know, if we had filled propane that day and we exploded, that would be a clear indicator that the customer was not right in that situation. You know, and don't get me wrong, we want to please customers, but you know, sometimes we just can't, and that's the unfortunate side of it. And you know, we don't get a lot of fun in retail. We just have a lot of explaining to people different things, making them frustrated, saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it's just not exactly the most exciting job ever. And so we decided to make things a little bit more exciting for ourselves. And so we just started hiding this snake in different spots that this employee would go throughout the day, right? And so one of the things that we would do is we hide it on the phone because she would constantly pick up the phone, you know, just doing her job. And so one day we wrapped it around the phone so that when she reached down to pick up the phone, she literally had to see it. And she saw it and she let out the most blood-curdling scream you ever could have imagined. And it was absolutely hilarious. We had like four different employees who were around started laughing their asses off. And some of us, you know, some of them didn't even exactly know what we were doing. Like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, there's a fucking snake. And then she realized it was fake. And then she got very upset and disgruntled and continued on with and on her merry way. And, you know, we thought, oh, you know, maybe she won't get scared from it again. And, you know, someone accidentally just left it in a drawer just because we thought that was the end of the snake's disaster. And come to find out, that wasn't exactly the case. You know, and then she opened this drawer to grab a pen one day. And same situation. She let out this massive blood-curdling scream the second she saw the snake. And we all just start laughing again. Some of us concerned. Some of us laughing. Some of us just like, oh, she's afraid of the damn snake again. And so then one of my good friends and co-workers, we kind of decided, well, if she's scared from it once and scared from it twice, she surely wouldn't be scared of it a third time, right? And so we kind of decided to put that to the test. And, you know, one day we opened up the cash drawer and we decided to take a piece of fishing string, tie it around this rubber snake's head just so that it would kind of follow, and then tie it to the cash drawer. And so what would happen is when she pulled that cash drawer out, the snake would kind of like jump out at her. And, you know, us being us, we're like, oh, you know, she got afraid of it twice. A third time, it's kind of extreme. And, you know, to be honest, we did kind of set it up to the point where it was different. It was awkward. It was out there. And sure enough, you know, we saw her coming over and she went to open up the cash drawer and she lifted up all the cash and the snake jumped out at her and she ate shit. And we kind of realized that we had taken our prank a little bit too far, but she had dropped all the cash all over the place. She was sitting on her ass and she was just like, oh my God. And she was a little bit pissed off, but then she started laughing at it. And then we all started helping her clean up the mess that we had made. And it was quite fascinating just to see how many times that she was afraid of the snake. And for weeks, even after this incident, we just kept hiding it in places. And, you know, eventually the snake ended up just disappearing. We don't really know where it went. There's a good chance that she disposed of it, just because, you know, it had quite literally become her mortal enemy. But quite frankly, I think it was a very fascinating part. One of my favorite situations of working at this specific store. So I hope that you guys got some, I don't know, humor or laughter out of this podcast episode. To be honest with you, I have no idea where it's going. So if you have any other things that you kind of want me to like touch upon that are like silly, fascinating, interesting, something to just make some jokes about, please, please, please send them my way. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, obviously our podcast. And I hope you guys tune in next week. And if you guys aren't necessarily liking how this podcast is going, because it is definitely more humor-based compared to educational based, definitely shoot me a message, Facebook, Instagram, or my email, and we can discuss things further. So thanks, stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and have a great week.